fear. It hurts me to have fear. If somebody's been working out in the yard in the summertime and he's thirsty, you'll come to the kitchen and go to the tank and you'll say, I'm going to get me a drink of water. Okay. And what do you call the container that you draw the water into?
A cup or a glass.
Okay. Have you ever heard a glass called anything else?
Well, there's glass mugs, and there's china mugs, and that one's on.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is a tumbler. Have you heard of a glass?
Yeah. Well, old time people used to call them a tumbler.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. When somebody comes over to visit you for supper, and you want him, let's say there's a bowl of potatoes sitting right in front of him, and you want him to eat some, what do you say to him to tell him to get it up? Get some.
Help yourself.
Okay, that's fine. And if he doesn't want any, what would he say?
I don't know, thank you, or I don't care for it, or something.
Okay, that's fine. And when you've got company for supper, when it's time to go into the table and sit down, what do you say to them?
Well, supper's ready. Of course, it's dinner now. It's not supper no more like we used to have it. You know, it's lunch.
Uh-huh.
And dinner. Most people call supper dinner now.
Yeah, that's right, they do.
They have dinner. What we call dinner is lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's...
It makes it a little confusing.
Yeah.
I still call it evening meal supper.
Well, I do.
Because then you know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, what's an invitation to sit down at the table? You know, if the people are already at the table and you want them to...
Have a seat.
Okay, what do you call food that's... Well, you've already had once, but you put it in the refrigerator and then you pull it out again.
Warmed up.
Okay. When somebody puts food in his mouth, you say he put it in his food and do what to it? He'll
chew it.
Okay, fair. Did people used to chew tobacco in this part of the country?
Mm-hmm. They still chew it.
Do they?
I've got a neighbor right over here. Miss Cowart was here this morning, and her husband chews tobacco all the time. He'll have a wad of tobacco, big as I don't know what.
Well, now, does it come loose when
it's
chewing?
No, it's in what they call plugs.
Uh-huh.
It's pressed flat, and you buy it in little square plugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he chews it. My husband never did chew tobacco.
Was it a pretty widespread? I mean, did a lot of people chew tobacco?
Way back yonder, and a good many, I think, does now. A lot of colored people chew tobacco now.
Uh-huh.
Way back yonder, a lot of folks chew tobacco.